heard of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodney, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? Well, I'll tell you. I went into my car yesterday morning and got up. I was in an exquisitely good mood. I was going to take the dogs down to the river, get a cup of coffee, and then I found out some prick had broken into my car and stolen my GPS and taken a little bit of cash I had sitting in the ashtray and taken the case. Why? I don't know. It was this cheap case for eyeglasses. Taken that. You know what? I was so pissed off because that's not the first time that that's happened since I've lived here where I live. And, of course, yeah, I know, crime happens everywhere, right? Well, some places have a greater propensity towards crime than others. Don't we know that? Hey, the facts speak for themselves. However, of course, they don't let us see the facts too often because, you know, God forbid, we don't want the truth to get into the way of the hustle now, do we? So anyway, I thought, well, I'm going to go get my cup of coffee, and I figured I might run into a couple of cops. It was early in the morning, so I figured I might catch a couple of the cops at the local Dunkin' Donuts, which is where I went to get a cup of coffee. And so they were there, and I asked them, I said, you know, do I need to, you know, go back home, call 911 to make this report, or will one of you make out the report for the stuff that was stolen out of my car? And of course they said they would. So I was talking to the guy and I said, well, here, I said, we can add this to the statistics, which of course are never reported accurately anyway. And he said, yeah, you got that right. And it's really the truth because they don't tell you the true statistics on how much crime is actually committed. Nowhere. It doesn't really make any difference where you're at. They're not telling you what the real stats are. I got news for you. It's much greater than most people realize. Much greater. Much greater. A lot more crap. My headphones off my head. I got a new set of headphones. There's a lot more crap going on out there than most people realize. They're oblivious to it. In fact, they think they're secure in their little neighborhood and nothing's going down. And I got news for you. There's all kinds of crap going down. You're just not being apprised of it because they don't want anybody to know the truth. No, they don't at all. Anyway, so he took the report and then we can file it in the circular file because it ain't going anywhere. It's not like they're going to, I don't even know who did it. You know, we don't do anything to find out who did it because, you know, what would be the point? It's a meaningless thing, right? Cars are broken into every day. So what difference does it make whether or not they catch the culprit, the bandits? So anyway, I was supposed to have a guest today, but I think he forgot. And he actually used to be one of the hosts from RBN, but I think he ended his show on RBN a couple of, a couple of months ago maybe. But anyway, we'll see if he calls it. If he calls in, fine. If he doesn't, he doesn't. That's just the way it is. So now I know that they're having this Occupy Wall Street action going on. It's been going on for a few days. And I was looking at some of the video coming from Wall Street for the people who were down there protesting against Wall Street and the bankers. And they're carrying communist signs. See, a lot of these idiots don't even get it, that the fact that the reality is capitalism, a true free market capitalist system, not this crony capitalism, not this fraud we've got going on, but a true free market capitalism would afford them the opportunity to have so much prosperity. It isn't capitalism that's the problem, you idiots that are down there who believe that it is, you idiots who think that communism is the answer because you're carrying these signs in protest of capitalism. What's happening in this country isn't capitalism. It's crony capitalism. In fact, it's really fascism because the government has partnered with private industry so that certain industries, certain groups, certain people, like, for example, GE, well, they're going to get the contracts and their competitors won't. So that's not free market capitalism. I got news for you. That's fascism. That's Mussolini. That's Hitler's fascism. So you idiots who are down on Wall Street, those of them, those down there that don't get it, those that think capitalism is the problem, please go back into the go back to wherever you came from, because you've got your head up your rear end. You don't get it. Capitalism isn't the problem here, kids. That's not the problem. The problem is the corrupt elitists who rule the world. That's the problem. The problem is the globalist bankers. That's the problem. Those globalists, communists, Rockefeller, Rothschild, J.P. Morgan, Schiff, Warburg, Mellon. Call them whatever you want to call them. I don't really care. But that's the problem. It isn't capitalism. But all that shows me when I read these signs with these young kids wet behind the ears who don't know their left foot from their right, and they're carrying these signs because, oh, hey, it's so cool. Why don't you throw on a Che Guevara T-shirt while you're at it? Because then, hey, you really got it going on with the man, right? Yeah, you know. Please, I can't take it. I can't take the stupidity that's in this country anymore. I'm like at the end of my rope with these idiots who don't have a clue what the hell their history is. They have no idea. They just think because they're so stupid, because they're products of this educational system that's been deliberately dumbed down. So they got this T-shirt on with Shay, and they're carrying a sign that says, oh, hey, capitalism is a problem. Get your head out of your ass. Okay? Get your head out of your ass. That's not the problem. And the sooner you idiots realize it, the better off you're going to be. Do you really think that carrying the sign, capitalism is a problem, is, like, effectual? It means anything? It's doing anything? Do you? You probably can't even spell the word. I'm telling you, I have so overdosed on morons for one lifetime. I can't take it anymore. I really can't. I can't take it anymore. I really can't. Please, please, you absolute morons, do a little research into history. You know, I was reading an article about Wall Street that, see, there's agent provocateurs out there, and there are people out there who just like to rile people up to get them to go and do these different things because somehow they, I don't know, it serves their purpose. Now, I have no problem with anybody protesting anything. Go down to Wall Street and protest. Hey, go right ahead. Go to Goldman Sachs. I was actually watching some video from this, he was a trader, and he was on BBC. And he was talking about Goldman Sachs rules the world. And he figured that the economy would be done in another year. And that all your money would be gone because they would have stolen it all from you. And so this guy said, you know, he dreams of, I wish I had well, it's hard to play a tape on this network. It's not, when I'm on RBN, there's somebody there and I can play clips and that stuff. It's not so easy to do it. But I think I'll link on my website to that clip. So for those of you listening who aren't familiar with what I'm talking about, but you need to go watch this video of this trader who said, listen, you know who rules the world? He said Goldman Sachs rules the world. And who owns Goldman Sachs? Hey, Rothschild, right? We know that. Hello, kids. Do a little research. And Rothschild ain't into capitalism. Capitalism isn't the problem here. You dummies who are down there protesting on Wall Street, occupying Wall Street, those of you who are down there and don't get it. Now, for those of those people who are down there and do get the big picture, well, bravo to you, because I think doing things like that draws attention to the problems that exist. But you need to understand who it is that's really behind it all. So this trader, in fact, the looks on the people's faces from the BBC who were interviewing him, I know they were shocked because they didn't expect this guy to tell the truth. But he said because he's in a making money. That's his job, to make money. Whether stocks are going up or stocks are falling, you can make money either way. And that's, of course, what his job is, to make money. And he said, you know, he dreams at night of economies collapsing because there's so much money to be made on the way down. See, there's just as much money to be made on the way up as there is on the way down. And that's what this truthful trader actually had to say. So you got to see that video. In fact, I know I actually watched it off of RBN. So if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you can see there is a link to this trader's video. there. If you go under the home tab on there, you're going to find it. But anyway, if anybody wants to chime in here besides write your little notes in the chat room, if you'd actually like to call into the show and give your opinion, you're welcome to do so. 888-320-6151, 888-320-6151 is the number to do that. I'm hearing the cue music. I'm going to break. I'll be back in a couple minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Oh, my garden gets a snail. That's what it is. First there is a mountain. Then there is no mountain. Then there is. First there is a mountain. Then there is.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business-class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill, and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long-distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, quality services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACP and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into my show, you are welcome to do so. The number today on Sundays on Orion is 888-320-6151. 888-320-6151 is the number to call in. And if you want to shoot an email my way, if you go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, then there is a contact button on my website. You're more than welcome, rather, to shoot an email my way if you would like me to read your missive. go right ahead and do that. You're more than welcome to do that for those of you who feel so inclined. If you'd like to call into the show today, 888-320-6151, 888-320-6151. So call in, since it's a talk radio show. It's not a chat room show. Anyway, anyway, I'm looking on the website, and I can't find that article, actually. I don't know why it's not there. I don't know where the hell I saw it originally about that broker, but I'm going to find it, and I'm going to throw it up under the podcast app for today's podcast on my website for those of you who didn't hear that trader tell the truth about how they're going to economy will be done in a year because they're collapsing. And, of course, they are. It's a big money maker to make a lot of money on the way down. You know, people hedge their bets, and a lot of people get a lot very wealthy doing that. So as we watch the collapse of the nation, collapse of the world's economy is deliberately done because, of course, what's the goal? The goal is the one world order. That's the goal. That's the goal. It's very simple. They've been working and plotting to achieve this objective for how long now? Years and years and years and years and years. And of course, we have sat idly by, most of us, and allowed it to happen because we were all fat and happy and satiated, and I got mine, you better get yours, right? So we've sat on the sidelines and done nothing because, hey, you know, we had food in our bellies. What the hell did we care, right? It didn't matter. Didn't matter. What did it matter? We knew things were wrong. We didn't do anything about it. We just sat there. This whole crap, social justice, total crap hustle that it is. We knew that was wrong, but oh, we were afraid to say anything. They would tell you that the world is evil because white men are in it, and nobody who was white stood up and said, wait a second, that's not right. Where are the white men, is my question. Where are the white men with balls, okay? Let's put it right out there. Where are the men with gonads who are going to stand up for themselves? Huh? Where are you? Why aren't you standing up and saying, wait a second, I had nothing to do with slavery. I didn't do it. I don't believe in that. I believe in equal justice. Where are you? Where are you? That's my question. Where are you? Where are you hiding? Where have they gone? Where have all the men with balls gone? That's my question today. That's what I'd like to know. Where have all the men with balls gone in society? Ask yourself, where are you hiding? Why are you hiding? You're cowering in a corner instead of standing up for yourself. It's truly disgraceful. It really is. It truly is disgraceful. There's only a handful who have the guts, the temerity to speak out. Most of you don't. You don't at all. And you should be ashamed of yourself. You really should. Because you're allowing this to happen because you don't have the balls to stand up for yourself. That's right. You don't have the balls. You don't even have the balls to call into the radio show. Please. Please. I can't take it anymore. I'd like to know where all the real... Where are the 300? Where are those men? What happened to them? Is it all fluoride in the water? Is that it? Is it the fluoride in the water? Because you've certainly turned into a bunch of spineless sheep. I'll tell you that much. There's more spineless sheep wandering around in this nation than there is anything else. Please, grow a set. You've got women with bigger balls than you have. Please. Please, really. I'm so tired of this crap. You want the world to be a better place? Then stand up, grow a set, and do something about it. You're doing nothing while these pricks are taking over the world, and you sit there and do nothing except write some crap in a chat room because that's what, is that where you, this is your big show of your manhood, is writing some crap in a chat room? 888-320-6151. Find your balls and call in, please. I can't take it anymore. I'm so sick of these people out there who think that they're patriots. Please, and you're hiding out in your closet. You don't even give your real name. Get some balls, okay? I can't take it anymore. All across the country, you see all this crap going on. How many men are actually standing up and speaking out against what's happening? How many men are out there and saying, wait a second, I had nothing to do with slavery. I don't believe that blacks are or Hispanics are inferior to me. I think they're equal to me. So may the best man win, whoever you are, no matter how you look. Where are the men standing up and saying that? No, you're cowering in a corner. There's only a handful out there that actually have the balls to speak out. There's only a handful. I can name them probably on one hand, and so can you. And I got news for you. It's, I'm sure, nobody who's in the chat room listening. I can tell you that much, because you don't even have the balls to call into the talk radio show you're listening to. Why is that? Please, please, take a look at yourselves. What the hell is going on here in America? The country is going to hell in a handbasket, and you're sitting goofing off, writing notes, big thrill to yourself here in a chat room. Please, please, you don't even have the balls to call into a talk show. Oh, I can't take it anymore. I really can't take it anymore. Please, I honestly can't. There's so few men in this country who have a spine. It's incredible. Where have all the spines gone? It's like you were all born without them. Because you don't even realize you ever had them. You don't use them. You don't stand up for yourself. Why aren't you standing up for yourself? Oh, you're afraid? You're afraid? Afraid of what? Because I got news for you. The fact that you don't stand up for yourself is only going to make you a slave. There's no in between. You think these pricks are going to care about anything you, how sheepishly you went along? What do you think? They want sheep? Sheep are slaughtered. That's what happens to sheep. Sheep are slaughtered. You get it yet? Really? Does anybody out there get it? Are you doing anything? You're participating. Your failure to do anything, you are complicit in what it is they're doing. These people that you love to write and rail against, writing all the words that you write, you know what you're doing? You're participating in your own enslavement because you failed to do anything. Anybody out there bothering to go to their town council meetings? Do you go to your school board meetings? Do you let them know that you don't like the fact that the curriculum is laced with this communist ideology, this social justice ideology? Do you stand up and speak out? Do you? No. No, you don't. You do nothing. You do absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. You don't walk around your neighborhood and hand out information to your neighbors to let them know what's going on, maybe trying to help them see what's going on so that you can form alliances together. Do you do anything like that? No, you can't be bothered to do that either. Please, I just can't take it anymore. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and I'd like some men with some balls to call into the show today, please. If there are any out there listening, 888-320-6151 is the number. Well, I'll be right back.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here.
The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. Israel has welcomed a proposal by international mediators to resume long-stalled talks with the Palestinians, but says it has some concerns about the plan. Senior cabinet ministers on Sunday discussed the proposal. Forecasters say Ophelia has begun a turn to the north-northeast as a dangerous Category 3 hurricane on a track toward Newfoundland, Canada. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said at 8 a.m. Eastern Sunday that Ophelia's top sustained winds remained at about 125 miles per hour. Amanda Knox has attended mass in prison and called her grandmother in Seattle as she awaits an appeals court ruling that will decide if her murder conviction stands or whether she can be freed after 4 years in prison. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-452-1596. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1596. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-452-1596. That's 1-800-452-1596.
This is Ken, host of the Information Nation. Join us every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, right here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The phone number for those of you who have any gonads to call in, 888-320-6151, 888-320-6151. And the topic today is men in America who lack gonads, how many of you are out there, and what we can do to help you to grow a set. I don't know who cut them off. It'd be nice if you'd find them again and do a little something for your country and the people in it, because the country's going to hell in a handbasket. In fact, it's a one bus stop short of hell, don't you think? And, of course, all the men out there, all the men with testosterone, all the men out there who do nothing, absolutely nothing, to stop it. Because there's only a handful of men who actually do anything to stop it. Most of you can't be bothered. Most of you could give a rant or a rant. You sit in a I won't say it. I'm going to take a phone call here. Hey, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm how are you?
Yeah, I can tell you're fired up today. Calling in because I'm just telling you that I don't have any balls. My girlfriend has enough for both of us.
Well, there you go. At least somebody's got a set, right?
Yeah. He drags me out to give out these pamphlets and stuff. So I'm an unwilling participant, but I'm out to get them bastards anyway.
Okay, well, that's good.
I I think one of the problems with people, the men not having balls, it all started with answering machines. You started with an answering machine. Yeah, but because once the answering machine started, you no longer had to answer your phone. You could screen it, so you didn't have to have any confrontations with anybody you didn't want to talk to. You just let them be on the answering machine, and then they came out with text messaging. And text messaging, you no longer have to talk to anybody, so there's no confrontation there. And now you have chat rooms where you don't even have to have your real name, and you don't have to have, and then you can have a little bit of confrontation because you're not who you are anymore.
Yeah, you.
And I think it's just the technology has just been slowly going towards nobody wants to fight anybody, and that's what they want everybody always docile. It's the old the people with the who has the phone balls who were able to call up and scream at somebody, but as soon as you ask them their name, they tell you it's Don Smith,
So
we just keep on, the technology is growing people with no balls, and then you got the media, they would push in the metrosexuals, you don't have to be a man, you can dress in paisleys, you can have the straight eye for the gay guy, the gay eye guy for the straight man or whatever. And, let's just keep on pushing the gays, because the gays, most of them are a lot less docile than, the biker men. You don't see anything pushing biker men. You don't see a show on TV, biker men for the straight guy, because they don't want that. That's why you got all these, the whole big argument over, should men get married? Well, who cares about that? Let's stop them from taking our life savings while we're arguing about men getting married,
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. I do.
So you just keep on, going on the radio. Maybe you make shock some men into growing some balls while you're at it.
Yeah, you never know. It's hope springs eternal. That's the whole idea. That's why I'm on the air 6 days a week and do the other things I participate in to try to wake some of the Americans up to see that they are being marched off the gangplank as we speak. They're marching in unison. They're silently acquiescing, saying nothing about what's being done to them. It's just incredible. It just is amazing to me that the men of America have allowed this to happen to them. They've allowed their balls to be chopped off, and they do nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Yep. There, one last thing is there's a saying. There's a quote that I don't remember who said it, but they said that the problem with governments is the fact that the people who are smart enough not to run for government are suffered by the morons who do.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So that's the other problem. We just got to get out there, and we got to start taking back the government, and the way you do that is to become the government. You got to start running for office, not just complaining that your politicians aren't listening to you. If you become the politician, and if you don't listen to you, then there's medical problems anyway. So, but people like that would be better than the people who do run for office.
Well,
you keep up. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I listen to the rhetoric that comes out of politicians, and they all, he's got a nice wife, he's got a nice family. Who cares whether they have a family or not? What's that got to do with whether or not they're going to uphold the tenets of the Constitution? It has absolutely nothing to do with them. Or he's got good hair. Or he's got a nice smile. Or he's handsome. Or she's pretty. Please, all of that crap has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not they're going to have your back or they're going to stab you in the back. How did the American people get so stupid that we've bought into this crap for all these decades that we have, and we've allowed these people to destroy our country? I am amazed by it.
Well, humans have that tendency. I mean, it's just the same. The people wanted to pretend that their nobility or famous and stuff, and they like to act, they pick a person that they would love to be, and they follow them as if it's their life. I mean, the same thing happens with, you know, with little leagues, that all these fathers who never could become, you know, baseball players or basketball players, or they stand on the sideline and they act, you know, they live their lives through their children. A lot of people live their lives through famous people instead of going out and doing it themselves.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
You
know, I don't know what it is.
Guy said, you know, we people must want to be ruled because they always are. So
who said that? Just,
that was in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It said that people must want to be ruled because they always are.
Yeah. You know, yeah, well,
and
obviously.
You'll always be allowed. Yeah. So that's just life, and we gotta fight our tendencies to be, you know, go along with the flow and get in there and jump against the flow. And I know it's hard because the flow is trying to move you downstream, but we just gotta get people out there to fight against this flow.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, well, you keep up the good work, and I'll be listening to you every day.
All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, here we go. We have one man with gonads. He had the gonads to call into the station and tell me that his girlfriend has more gonads or enough gonads for both of them. He doesn't need any. So, at least somebody's got some gonads in that group. I'm telling you, I don't know. You try different tactics to try to get people to wake up. You try to be nice to them. You think, okay, well, maybe I'll try to humiliate them. I'll try to shame them into doing something. I don't know. One of the strategies is going to work. Or maybe it'll just be the brown shirts that come knocking on your door, huh? Will it be them that come knocking on your door? Of course, by then it's too late. Don't you get it? See, if you wait until they show up, it's too late. Now is when you got a shot at stopping it. It isn't going to be then. I got news for you. It isn't going to be then when our militarized police force comes marching down the street and cordoning off sectors of the city and rounding up all the people. It's going to be too late then. Now is the time to stand up and speak out. Not then, today. Now is the time. And I'm just real disappointed that more people don't have the gonads to do it. That's all. It's a big disappointment. Great disappointment. I imagine the founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves if they saw the men who are supposed to have testosterone today and what they've become. I'll tell you. We know that's for sure. They would be rolling over in their graves if they knew what the American men were allowing to happen in their country, that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for. Anyway, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. I'll be back in 3 minutes, and maybe somebody out there with some gonads will decide to call in, huh? Hint, hint. Anyway, hang in there. I'll be back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you. And your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the Internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627, 704-772-7627, then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the Internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And Jimmy from Radio X just put a little note in here. His guest in hour one is Paul Fromm. And I have no more information than that. So his guest in hour one is, he's telling me now he is the director of, Cadadian. I don't know what Cadadian is. He's retyping it. Maybe Canadian sounds better, right? So this is a sounds like director of Canadian Association of Free Expression. There you go. And that's certainly something they don't have a lot of in Canada with their human rights tribunals all designed to silence free speech. There you go. There's that little equality action going on up there. But, he's telling me now what to tell you. I'll tell you this is. We will be discussing that. Oh, well, that's good. They're going to be discussing free speech. I'm all about free speech. Listen, you know, I was thinking about what my caller had said. And, you know, I think he's got a lot of – I think he hits the nail on the head. I really do. Because some of my relatives, like my nieces and nephews and that, they always text. In fact, if they want to avoid having to be confronted by something they fail to do, say, for example, you offer their kid a job, and the kid never bothers to even acknowledge that you've offered them a job. And then, of course, they don't want to pick up the phone because you are going to say, well, what the hell? I've offered your son a job, and he can't even be bothered to call me and say, gee, thanks for the offer, but, you know, it's not of interest to me or whatever, you know, that kind of polite, normal behavior one would expect. And so what they do is then they text, or they don't even bother to text. And then when you confront them, well, the response that you get is back in text, which, of course, then avoids confrontation. So I think that my guest might be right on the money, or my caller, where answering machines lead to texting in the chat room so that you don't have to be confronted by what it is you type. You can just hide behind the cloak of the chat room and never come out of the closet, so to speak. Hey, I think we ought to get people out of the chat room. Maybe call in on the phones. Hey, maybe let us hear what it is you have to say. Instead of hiding behind the words, it's so easy to type up words, isn't it? It's so easy to hide behind the cloak of the chat room, just like people hide behind the texts, text messages, or just let the answering machine answer and screen their calls, and they don't have to deal with it. You know, I really think there's something to that. I really do. Interesting. That is interesting. Anyway, Paul Fromm is going to be Jimmy's guest on Radio X, which follows me in a few minutes, and he is the director of Canadian Association of Free Expression. So I'll have to tune in and see what it is they're saying. In fact, I know that makes me think of, who was it? Who was Mark, what's his name? I can't think of his name, English accent. Who was actually charged with some human rights, an egregious assault on human rights by speaking the truth. And in a book that he had written, and I can't think of his name. But he actually fills in, I think, for Rush Limbaugh. I've heard him there. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh anymore, really. But I can't think of his name. But anyway, bottom line is you're not allowed to say what you think because you're going to be charged with a hate crime or a violation of someone's human rights. So I'm telling you, American male, you need to find your gonads. And if it's your wife or your girlfriend has a bigger set, then, hey, latch on to her. Maybe she'll share them with you so that you can fight back and defend your country, because that's why, you know, that's why biologically men have greater muscle mass than women. You're typically larger, brawny. There's a reason why nature created you that way. And it wasn't so that you could dress your fellow males and the latest crap from, I don't even know what street it is in New York City that caters to all the latest fashion. I don't know, and I don't care. It's not my thing. But anyway, you getting the picture yet? Everybody out there listening? Are you getting the hint? Huh? Are you getting the hint? I wonder. You know, sooner or later, I'm always of the mindset. Of course, I could be entirely wrong. I have been wrong a time or two in my life, actually several times. But I hate to admit it, though. No, actually, I don't have a problem with admitting that I'm wrong most of the time. A lot of the time. But I don't know. It's an interesting thing. There are a handful of people in this country who have the gonads to stand up and speak out and try to fight to take their country back, and others just cower and do nothing. They do absolutely nothing. It's amazing. I mean, even if all of these people who are down on Occupy Wall Street are down there right now, at least they have the gumption to get up and do something, even though many of them don't get it. If they think capitalism is the problem, they don't get it. However, at least they're doing something, right? Now, if we could only give them a little quick education on capitalism versus communism, then they'd have the right message written on their signs. But between now and that point in time, at least they're doing something. Right? Do something. I mean, I don't know what you're waiting for. I really don't. I don't know what the hell people are waiting for. I mean, every time you turn around, look at the Wall Street Journal now is going to spy on you and all their other publications as well. I mean, they've changed their privacy policy. Aircraft is to patrol the crowds at the balloon fiesta, which I think, where is that, out in Arizona? I mean, I don't know. Green Bay Packers security is going to use TSA-style security in an effort to ratchet up safety. Listen, grabbing my crotch doesn't make the world more safe. It doesn't work that way. I don't know. Hello? Hello, America? Hello, America? Your dwindling freedom is calling. Freedom is going down for the count. We're getting the count. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Freedom's on the man, America. When will you do something about it? When, America? That's my question to you. When are you going to do something? Stop hiding behind technology. Wake up, America. You're slumbering. Your freedom is leaving. Taking the last train out of town and it ain't coming back. There will be no resurrecting freedom if these people succeed in taking it away from us. Don't you get it? They have the technology to enslave us permanently. It's a different ball game than it was in 1776. Whole different ball game. Don't you get it? Haven't you figured that out yet? The deck is stacked against us. Unless you stand up now, you're never going to get to stand up. You got a choice to make. And I don't understand why more people are not out there standing up. What are you waiting for? You waiting for permission? I'm giving you permission. What are you waiting for? Men of America. Men of America. Wake up. I really don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. You know, you're trying all these different tactics. Humiliation, shame, yelling, anger, sweet talk. Of course, I don't know how much sweet talking I ever do, really. I could try, though. Probably won't be my strong suit, though, I must admit. But got to do something. Got to try something. I'm trying different things. I do. I mean, I try them all. I try to be diplomatic. I'm not always that adept at it. But I do give it an occasional attempt here or there. I do give the old college try now and then. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm hoping something registers. I really am. I'm hoping somebody feels, okay, I got to get up off my duff here. I'm hoping somebody does something. Because I can't stand it anymore. It's about all I can stand. I can't stand no more. In the immortal words of Popeye, that about sums it up, doesn't it? Let's take a playbook or a scene or an act. What the hell is it I'm trying to say? Out of Popeye's playbook. It's all I can stand. I can stand no more. Well, I've had it. I've had it up to about my nose, and I've had it. That's all I got to say. I have about had it. It's all I can stand. I can't stand no more. And on that note, kids, I'm going to Oz. I don't know about you, but if you hang in there, Jimmy X has Paul Fromm on next, director of Canadian Association of Free Expression, and they're going to discuss free expression. And I'm all about that. Whether you like it or you don't, that is just tough. Anyway, join me tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time. I'll be on Republic Broadcasting Network, 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. See you, kids. Stay out of trouble, and hey, find a set and do something for yourself and for your country. Will you please?